Czech doctors are ringing the alarm. The number of women alcoholics has doubled over the past 10 years. In 2005, close to 3,000 women entered Czech clinics with an alcohol abuse problem. Medical studies reveal that the increase of problem drinking in the female population is much sharper than that among males. What has brought about this worrying trend? Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Last week, a woman judge was dismissed from her post for not turning up to preside over an important court hearing. She was found in a drunken stupor in an entirely different courtroom. She is one of a growing number of Czech women who turn to alcohol as a means of escape from personal problems. A study just published by the Bohnice Clinic for Alcohol Abuse says the trend of alcohol abuse among women, which dates back to the 1970s, has risen sharply in the past 10 years, presenting a serious threat to women's health.
Earlier, it was very rare to see females to consume, for example, beer. Now it is very common, especially among younger generation, I would say under 30. The social norms which prevented females before from alcohol consumption does not function anymore, because the society accepted the drinking of females. So females drink more frequently than before, they drink more amounts of alcohol, and of course we have to have in our mind that the effects of same volume of alcohol have different action on female's body.
Dr. Cherny says the pattern in female alcohol abuse is the same. Social drinking turns into secret drinking when women feel they're unable to cope with life's demands and problems. Two glasses of wine in the evening to soothe one's nerves are replaced by a shot of vodka, and soon by several glasses. However, due to their body structure, women are far more at risk than men. The alcohol in their body does more harm sooner, and they become dependent at a much earlier stage. The growing problem of alcohol abuse among women dates back to the early 1970s and mirrors the situation elsewhere in Europe. Yet, unlike other European states, the Czech Republic has yet to acknowledge the problem and focus on prevention rather than consequences. Dr. Cherny again.
Alcohol dependence and drug dependence is heavily influenced by genetic factors. But if you starts to drink alcohol or to use drugs is mostly depend on environmental factors. So if we would like to use preventive measures, we should influence behavior and attitudes of people. In whole Europe, there is a rather effective program called Alcohol Action Plan. And in the frame of this program, which is focused on the community and population level, some countries succeeded to reduce alcohol consumption and alcohol problems, especially France and Italy. Unfortunately, the Czech Republic doesn't belong to those successful countries, and the causes are lack of experienced professionals in the field of prevention, lack of financial sources for preventive measures. So what unfortunately we are doing in our country is that we are treating the adverse consequences of heavy and unhealthy drinking habits.
Although the Bohnice Clinic does excellent work in helping alcoholics, Dr. Cherny says that people should seek help much earlier. The clinic is now trying to establish a prevention program together with GPs, who should be the first to spot a problem and advise their patients to get help. However, in many cases, the stigma attached to alcoholics makes people deny there's anything wrong.
It's not a stigma in society to be a diabetic or even to be a psychiatric patient with depressions. Still, the problems with drugs and alcohol are viewed by the society as not only health problems, but problems of personality or character. So still the stigma is very strong, and the stigma itself is one of the barriers which are in the way to looking for treatment in right time.
As Dr. Chemi says, the medical treatment of alcoholics takes several months, but the healing process generally takes years. In this, the clinic is happy to cooperate with Alcoholics Anonymous, an NGO which found its way to the Czech Republic in 1990.
Alcoholics Anonymous is very active. They have their groups and meetings not only in Prague, but outside Prague in several towns and cities in the society, and I would say that this non-governmental association or group is very effective. Unfortunately, we have only several these non-governmental organizations, and what we would need is more organizations that are concerned by the very high level of per capita alcohol consumption in our country, and such a movement is missing in our society, which is very liberal to alcohol consumption and which accepted the alcohol and even the excessive consumption of alcohol as a norm.
That report was by Daniela Lazarova.
There's no heaven.